Welcome to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by TownPlace Suites, Waco Northeast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast's Lost Interview Series, this time featuring clips of an interview with 1956 Masters champion Jack Burke. Burke also won the 1956 PGA Championship. In this interview, conducted for a Tips from the Pros display, Jack Burke gives advice on the game of golf. Also in this episode, 1971 Masters champion Charles Cootey will discuss Jack Burke, and Kenny Hand will share some firsthand memories. Kenny is a longtime Houston sports writer and was heavily involved with Texas Lynx magazine, a magazine focused solely on golf in Texas. Jack Burke was inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in 1978. This is the first of two episodes celebrating Masters Week. Later in the week, we'll be releasing a special program featuring 1971 Masters champion Charles Cootey sharing stories during a recent interview. I am author and oral historian Jackson Michael. The Lost Interviews series comes from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame's audio collection, featuring interviews that I've converted from cassette to MP3 for the podcast. In this interview with Jack Burke, he was asked about what advice he'd give a young player aspiring to be a touring pro.
I think he should become an excellent teacher, and he should get some work in the fundamental part of being a professional golfer. Being a player is just one segment of it. You're not going to be a, if you are a good player and you get into professional golf, you're going to have to at some point explain to people, how do you do this? And unless you understand the golf swing and the ability to play and the ability to teach and the ability to manage, you're not going to be able to answer those questions. So I would say that young players ought to, if they're interested in being a professional golfer, they ought to get into being one, which means that working at a club in the beginning part of his career, and then go out if he finds that he's an excellent player. If you can beat everybody in the state of Texas, then you can go out and get into the other markets. But if you can't beat everybody in the state that you are presently in, I'd suggest you not try any further golf.
Burke later gave advice on how players can develop their swing.
I think that to develop your swing, you develop it with your mind and with the picture that you have. You can get, we've gotten into a lot of systems in the last 20 or 30 years in teaching golf. You know, that if you don't fall under this system, or if you don't do exactly like I say, you're not going to make it. That isn't the way, really. Teaching golf or learning golf is something you're going to have to do from a lot of people. I don't think any one guy can teach you how to play golf any more than one guy can teach you how to paint a painting. You need to be almost a student and be very aware and see good swings and take the good parts of that swing that you see and adapt it yourself. We've been fortunate in Texas to have good players and good role models here. And of course, now you can see good role models in TV. So I think you need to see good balance and good timing and then be able to put that into your own swing.
Jack Burke was also asked what he might tell a young person learning to putt.
What this young man needs to do is to get with someone that he has confidence in, that he sees that this man can do it, whether it be pro or amateur. And then have this man watch him and see if he can't help the guy. There's no system to anything. The one system I know that there is no system. I've seen guys putt with every imaginable kind of putter, every imaginable kind of stroke. I don't think that there is any system in putting. I think that there's a system for you, and like there's a system for that young man that you're talking about. But he's going to have to find someone that can bring it out of him. I mean, there's not going to be any words bringing out of him. And what I might tell a young guy might mess him up more than anything else. I think he should get someone that's competent and get some confidence in the guy and go out there and see if the guy can't help him. And if he can't help him, go find him another one until he finds someone that can help him. And there's no technique, special technique to putting. I could give you 1,000 things that would help you in putting, but it might not help that young boy, that young 15-year-old boy that might be listening to this. But there's a lot of people around, a lot of available instructors, and I don't think you can learn golf without instructors, any more than you can learn how to play a piano or learn how to paint a tree. You need someone to help you get started, and then you just go on.
In the late 1950s, Jack Burke co-founded Champions Golf Club in Houston with fellow Texas Sports Hall of Fame inductee Jimmy DeMeritt. Kenny Hand stated that Champions was established for very serious golfers only. Hand told a story of how Burke stuck to that principle, a story that Hand said encapsulates who Jackie Burke was as a person.
He always insisted on members to be able to join Champions. They had to have, I'm pretty sure it was like a 14 handicap minimum. In other words, no matter how much money or prestige you had, it didn't matter if you're a famous person or wealthy person, it's like a 14 handicap to join Champions. And Jackie adhered to that policy unflinching. That's our rule. You got to be a 14 handicap. You could be anybody, but you got to be a 14 handicap to join. This is all you need to know about Jackie Burke. Relentlessly clinging to everything he thought Champions Golf Club ought to be. This prospective member, he's from out of state, he's a very wealthy guy, and he wants to meet Jackie and talk about being a member. So Jackie's always very friendly guy, very, very easy to meet and talk to. And he says, "Mr. Burke, I want to be a member of Champions, and would just be really glad to have you. Tell me a little bit about yourself." He was from out of state and very wealthy businessman moving into this area, and he liked golf, but he wasn't great at it. Jackie says, "Well, what kind of a golfer are you?" And the guy says, "I'm okay. I'm not that great. I'm probably about a 20 to 22 handicap." And Jackie said, "Well, okay, we'll work with you to get you down to either 14 or 15, but it's somewhere in there. I believe it was 14, that you had to be a 14 handicap minimum, you know, to join, no matter how much money you had." So Jackie says, "Well, look, I tell you what we'll do, sir." He says, I'll work with you for free, and we'll get you down to that 14 handicap. How about that? And then you can join. And the guy says, "Oh, I'm not that interested in getting, I don't care about being that good. I mean, look, I've got a check with me." And Jackie says, well, hold off. You've got to have a verified 14 handicap as part of the application process. If you're not a 14 handicap, you can't join." So the guy says, "See this?" And he breaks out a checkbook. And Jackie says, "Well, okay, but," and the guy says, "Well, I know what the membership cost is." And he says, "You know, I'll write you a check right now for a little bit more than the membership, but I don't care about, you know, I don't know about being a 14 hand." And Jackie says, sir, I'll work with you for free to get you down to 14, but you can't be a member of the club unless you get down to a 14 handicap." So the guy, it gets quiet. Jackie said, "It gets quiet." The guy holds the checkbook in his hand and he writes out a check for an amount that I think Jackie said it was like double what the membership, the cost would be. So I don't know. It was $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 that he wrote out, right? It was something extraordinarily, like Jackie couldn't believe it, right? And he looks at it and the guy says, "What do you think of this?" And he signed his name on there, just handed him a check for probably six figures or something. And Jackie looked at it, and he tore up the check and handed it to him. He goes, "That's what I think of it."
When we return, we'll hear more lost interview footage from golf legend Jack Burke. And Kenny Hand will share another great story about him. We'll also hear from 1971 Masters champion Charles Coody, on the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by Temple Suites, Waco Northeast.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman, and I listen to the Texas Hall of Fame podcast. And if you're not listening to it, you're missing out.
When you come to Waco, be sure to stay at the Temple Suites Waco Northeast, located just a short distance from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. You'll start your day off with a delicious complimentary breakfast, and you'll also enjoy the Temple Suites free Wi-Fi, fitness center, and pool. Next time you come to Waco, make the Temple Suites Waco Northeast your home base on the road. Welcome back to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by Temple Suites Waco Northeast. The interview with Jack Burke focused almost exclusively on tips to improve one's golf game, especially for younger players and for those hoping to turn pro. However, he shared great advice that anyone can use when it comes to mental conditioning.
It's the most important thing is the conditioning of his mind, particularly his mind. You have to have tremendous mental control. You take a game of golf, it takes 5.5 hours to play golf. So in 5.5 hours, you can have a lot of negative thoughts hit you. My ball is going to go in the water, or my ball is going to go in the woods. So you really have 5.5 hours of a tough time out there in anticipating where the ball is going to go and where it isn't going to go, which, you know, really can be very disastrous. So training and your body and the condition that you're in is really unbelievable how important it is.
He expanded on the topic for those who hoped to turn pro. He stated that there's a lot more to being a pro than just being a great golfer.
I think, we get back to this business of being a touring pro or not. You know, if you're this good, the concentrations that's necessary to become a touring pro, you really need to learn to concentrate in every endeavor, not just becoming a touring pro. But, I've seen guys that become touring pros and win a lot of money, and they lost their money in some lousy business deal. So you need to concentrate and have almost an animal instinct in all of these things. You can't just concentrate with, well, I'm going to concentrate on putting, and I'm going to your whole life is going to have to be this way. You're going to have to be good at driving an automobile. You have to get to these places. So you have to concentrate on everything, not just how to be a touring pro. It just doesn't stop there. You know, it just is. You're going to have to be a person that is very perceptive. He's going to have to be very competitive. He's going to have a lot of animal instincts in him. You're just not going to be able to write this thing down and put it down in numbers. It's going to have to be a whole person out here to succeed.
Jack Burke passed away in January of 2024 at the age of 100. Kenny Han remembered for us a fairly recent story of Burke still being able to play golf well into his 90s.
And it was a charity golf tournament, and I'm playing in it. They've got all the players. There's probably 150 players in the charity golf tournament at Champions. And before it starts, well, Jackie gives a little, a couple of tips. You know, like he's on the driving range, Michael. And again, this is only like 10, 11 years ago. And he has to warm up. He hits a couple of warm-up shots with it teed up. And he's telling people, he's giving them some tips, like off the tee, that kind of thing, as I recall. But it's just general tips. And now see what you don't want to do or what you want to do. I don't know. People are like half listening, I guess. Because everybody's getting ready to go to start the tournament. And it was probably about a 20-minute lesson at the driving range, right? So Jackie hits a couple of warm-up shots, and then he goes, okay, let's see what I can do now. So he's got the ball teed up. Michael, you're going to love this. So he's got the ball teed up, and his first real swipe at it, he hits it perfectly straight. And I don't know how far it went, but maybe 200 yards or something. I mean, it wasn't Tiger Woods, but it went perfectly straight. And he turns around and he said, well, I am frustrated. I can't hit it any farther than that. Of course, I am 90 years old. And it just brings everybody to their knees laughing, right? Because most of these guys are hacks that are going to play, and they're sitting there thinking to themselves, my God, this guy's 90 and he hit it dead straight. And not maybe as far as I'll hit it, but I'll be in the woods looking for my tee shot.
In another interview for the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, 1971 Masters champion Charles Coody shared his thoughts about Jack Burke. That interview with Charles Coody will be the focus of our next episode, In the Clubhouse with Charles Coody, which will be released later this week in celebration of Masters Week. Here's Charles Coody discussing Jack Burke.
I thought the world of Jack Burke. He was, without trying to be funny, he was one of the most witty and funniest individuals I ever met. Just an impromptu quip that he might come up with. He was just a funny man. He was a fabulous golfer. And to my knowledge, a very, very great human being.
Jack Burke, also known as Jackie Burke, will indeed always be remembered as a consummate pro, both on and off the course.
I can't think of anybody I've met in sports over all the years that I've been involved in it that had the best combination of kindness and toughness in 100 years of life.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Temple Suites, Waco Northeast. We invite you to visit the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco and want to remind you about the Texas Sports Hall of Fame's annual events, including the Bob Lilly Golf Classic. When you come to visit, book your stay at the Temple Suites, Waco Northeast.